Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, we made it to the weekend and we made it to the football playoffs. Yes, two games in the docket today and the National Football League. Before we get to today's card, though, let's recap what happened last night. We win on the Frozen Pond with the Minnesota Wild, so that was good. Then we played a total in the NBA with the Kings and the Rockets. We played the under 238.5. And it finished at 240. We lose yet again. Yeah, the NBA is just not my friend. In college basketball, we go 2-1 on the card. We miss on Richmond, a great game against Davidson, but they come up just a little bit short. We cash on St. Bonnie, and then we get Fresno State home late against UNLV. Then on the PGA Tour, we cash it early. Little surprised. Webb Simpson makes the cut. Cameron Smith misses the cut. So we cashed the ticket for $115, and we finished the day on the plus side, $231.80. So now let's move on to the next, and we lead off in the National Football League. It is Cincinnati minus the 5.5 over Las Vegas. So sorry, Raider friends, the season's over. I expect this to be the classic, nothing left in the tank game. You climbed the mountain, battled your butts off, won the final four games, and now the letdown. The Raiders' offense concerns me in this game. Remember that they have been held to 17 points or less 9 times this season. On the flip side, the Bengals have scored 30 or more 7 times this year. Motivation is on the Bengals' sideline. Their last playoff victory, it was January the 6th of 1991. The Raiders accomplished a ton this year, especially given the adversity, but today belongs to the long-suffering Bengal fans. I'm on Cincinnati minus the 5.5. Next up, we go to Buffalo. It is New England plus 4.5 at Buffalo. So unders are like 70% in the wild card round. Not sure why I'm passing this one up given the weather forecast. Take away splitting against each other. The Patriots' only victory this year against a playoff team was a win against Tennessee. The Bills' only win against a playoff team was over Kansas City. The Bills have won 4 straight. The Patriots have lost 3 of 4. Josh Allen is better than Mac Jones at quarterback, but I just can't bet against the Patriot coaching staff and the run game. I have this funny feeling that the Patriots are going to play the perfect game. I'm going New England, plus the 4.5 at Buffalo. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond. We like Tampa, minus the 1.5 over Dallas at a plus 115. So Dallas is on a back-to-back. They lost 7-1 last night at Florida, and they're just 4-11-1 on the road this year. Tampa, meanwhile, they're heating up. They're 13-4-3 at home, winners of 2 straight. I'm on Tampa today, minus the 1.5 at a plus 115. Next up, we go to college basketball. We're going to lead off with Florida, minus 4.5 over South Carolina. So Florida ruined our chances for the perfect 8-0 on Wednesday. Today, I expect them to redeem themselves on the road. The Gators are 0-3 in the SEC, and they need this one bad. Meanwhile, Frank Martin's Gamecocks, they do have upset wins this year over UAB, Florida State, and Vandy. But South Carolina has also lost 4 games by 14 points or more this season. So I'm going to lay the 4.5 with the Gators today at South Carolina. Next up, we go to Ames, Iowa. It's a great Big 12 battle between Iowa State and Texas. So the Longhorns are 3-1 in the Big 12. Iowa State's only off to a 1-3 start. The Cyclones this year, they've lost to Baylor at home, and they've lost road games at Oklahoma and at Kansas. Nothing to fear, Cyclone fans. This is still a good basketball team. So I'm going to take Iowa State plus the 2 over Texas. Next up, it is Virginia Tech minus 6 over Notre Dame. So earlier this week, we bet on Notre Dame and bet against Virginia Tech. It worked for us. We cashed on both. Today, we flipped the script. The Hokies are a hungry bunch, still looking for their first conference victory against the 4-1 Fighting Irish. Notre Dame is only 1-3 against the spread on the road this year. So I like the Hokies minus the 6 over the Fighting Irish. Next up, we head down to Mississippi State. It is Alabama plus 1 at Mississippi State. So I'm 0-2 this week betting Alabama games. Let's go for 0-3. The Crimson Tide have lost 4 of 7 and back-to-back. Mississippi State, on the other hand, they're 2-1 in the SEC. They've won 5 of their last 6. But let's not forget, Alabama did beat Gonzaga, beat Houston, and even beat Miami by 32. The Tide, they have upside. I can't see them losing 3 straight. I'm going to take Alabama plus the 1 at Mississippi State. Next up, it is South Alabama minus 7.5 over Georgia Southern. So I'll admit it, South Alabama covered for us earlier this week, and I liked how they looked. Georgia Southern, on the other hand, they've lost 5 of their 6 games by 8 points or more. South Alabama has covered their last 5 victories, so I'm willing to lay the 7.5 today on the Jaguars over South Georgia Southern. Next up on the card, it is SMU minus 2.5 at Tulane. So Tulane is 4-1 in the American Conference. SMU is 3-1. The Green Wave turned around their season when they upset Memphis, and now they have some confidence, but this team still scares me. So far this year, they've lost to Southern. They lost twice to College of Charleston. They've lost to Valpo and Toledo. SMU, meanwhile, they have good wins over Vandy, Dayton, and UCF. I think the Mustangs get this one on the road, minus the 2.5 at Tulane. So that's your card for Saturday. Let's go through it again. In the National Football League, we like Cincinnati minus the 5.5 over Las Vegas. We also like New England plus the 4.5 at Buffalo. On the frozen pond, we like Tampa minus the 1.5 over Dallas at a plus 115. In college basketball, we like Florida minus the 4.5 over South Carolina. We like Iowa State plus the 2 over Texas. We're on Virginia Tech minus the 6 over Notre Dame. We're on Alabama plus the 1 at Mississippi State. We like South Alabama minus the 7.5 at Georgia Southern. And we like SMU minus the 2.5 at Tulane. So that's your card for Saturday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.